morning, I'm Steffi Dare with the Public Media and WEN's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. Thanks for joining us. Buses that transport migrants continuously arrive to the Hungarian border. For instance, to the Böhmen border crossing, where migrants were put on Hungarian buses. The Croatian authorities did not register the immigrants, so this task is waiting for Hungary.
This is what the Croatian-Hungarian border looked like Friday afternoon at Böhmen. 10 buses arrived before 3 p.m. and another 11 arrived afterwards from Peramorsor, Croatia. According to information from Croatian police officers, the buses had 60 migrants each, but it's clear on the images that the buses were packed. Almost 200 soldiers and standby police officers lined up on site across from the buses. M1 was informed that more than 2,000 migrants arrived with the first buses. They were taken to the registration points in Szentgotthárd and Vámos Szabad. The government has extended the crisis situation to 4 more Hungarian counties because of the newest migrant wave. Hundreds of soldiers were sent to the Hungarian-Croatian border. The Serbian-Hungarian border closure has caused migrants to choose a new route. Here it is on the map. They're taken from Horgos to Croatia via bus. The destination is Tovarnik and Bezdan on the Croatian side. Since Croatia was unable to stop the crowd, several of them left on foot in the direction of Udvar, Iločka, Böhmen and Old, the Hungarian border. Police held up almost 500 migrants here on Thursday. They crossed the border to Hungary at Iločka, Baranya County. Buses arrived by the late evening to the police headquarters in Siklos. Migrants who illegally crossed the border from Croatia were brought here. After registration, they were taken to the western border to a registration point set up in an industrial park in Szentgotthárd. They received food and water, though some refused help they were offered. On the bus, migrants were offered the chance to rest at the camp on the Hungarian side, but they chose to go to the border as soon as they got off the bus. Charity services, police and the army were all waiting on the Austrian side. Migrants were let through in small groups and taken from there to Vienna.
Hungary will defend its borders and the Schengen zone, government politicians say unanimously. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán told public radio Kossuth Friday early in the morning that Hungary started building a temporary fence on its border with Croatia. Several hundreds of police and soldiers have been deployed there.
The 4-meter-high fence on the Hungarian-Serbian border stands on a section of 175 kilometers. And here's the southern border's Croatian section, where soldiers have started to build the first parts of the technical border closure. The 41-kilometer segment that is most endangered should be ready in a day. 1,100 soldiers were brought to the area, and another 700 will arrive over the weekend. We will protect the country's borders. We didn't prepare for this. This wasn't our plan in the past 15, 20 years. We hoped for a different world. But we can't close our eyes and stick our heads in the sand because we have responsibilities for Hungarian people's security, said the Prime Minister. Police have prepared for handling the crisis situation caused by the massive migrational wave at the Croatian border, said the government spokesperson in Szeged. Zoltán Kovács said that the government will protect the Croatian section of the southern border, just like it did before on the Serbian one. We're preparing to act similarly to other parts of the southern border on the Croatian section if necessary. We'll use the same instruments to prevent a new illegal migrational route from developing in Hungary, to prevent people from reaching the inner parts of the European Union, such as Germany or Scandinavian countries, illegally and without control, said the government spokesperson. Mr. Kovács announced that the Croatian immigrational system crashed within a day, while Hungary has been keeping it up for 9 months now.
Croatian authorities provide buses to transport migrants to the Hungarian border without any registration, violating EU regulations. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Peter Szijjártó, said on Friday. The minister added that the Croatian Prime Minister, Zoran Milanovic, attacked Hungary because, as he said, the country did not treat migrants properly and Croatia's immigration system collapsed just within a single day. Peter Szijjártó also mentioned that if the relationship was not so good between Hungary and Serbia, then this situation would be a very serious problem between the two neighboring countries. He also said that the common European immigration supply system failed. Therefore, Hungary has a number of proposals.
We have to create a new European Union power that is capable of protecting Greece's borders. We suggest that Greece calculate how many border patrol officers, soldiers, ships, planes and helicopters, and what other technical equipment it needs for us to protect Greece's borders. This is a point on which we support a European Union obligatory quota.
Real wages have been growing steadily for 2.5 years now, at least the average, the Central Statistical Office said on Friday. Inflation is still low, projected at 0.2%. Therefore, salaries are not only higher, but also worth more.
With an investment of 11 billion forints, Coloplast, a leading manufacturer of medical devices and accessories, will build a new manufacturing plant in Tatabánya, northern Hungary, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade announced.
I'm very pleased to take another step today and announce that we are going to employ at least 500 new employees in Tatabánya and expand our manufacturing activities here, adding on a new factory of 20,000 square meters.
According to analysts, SMEs and big companies like to invest and develop in Hungary due to economic growth. The increases in wage are also mainly due to the growing GDP, said the state secretary of the Ministry of National Economy. If we examine the first 7 months of the year, we can see that in terms of average national economy, real wages increased by 3.8%. If we look at that number in the private sector, then it is 4%. The reason for this increase is economic growth. It gives the opportunity for gross and net incomes to increase, said the state secretary. Analysts say families' income may continue to increase in the upcoming months, partly due to the growth of employment and partly because of the switch to forint in foreign currency loans.
There are quite a few novelties in the National Register of Cultural Wales Heritage. The awards ceremony on Friday was also the opening day of the Cultural Heritage Days series.
This year's new additions to the National Register of Cultural Values Heritage are the traditional meetings of the nativity scene actors in Debrecen, the Slovenian log pulling in the Raba area, and the Hungarian blue painting. The latter was suggested by ethnographer Edina Méri. This is a kind of protection to a craft that is on the verge of dying out. More than 400 workshops actively practiced the craft at the beginning of the 20th century, while today there are only three active people who still work with it, said Edina Méri. At the awards ceremony, the Minister of State for Culture, Péter Hopal, said that people who keep up traditions and ethnographers guard our treasures. The ceremony held in the Royal Castle in Gödöllő opened the Cultural Heritage Days event series. The State Secretary of the Prime Minister's Office told M1 that one of this year's programs remembers the archaeologist and glass painter born 200 years ago, Flóris Rómer. Some of the activities will be in relation with his person and work, which is already important because the program we named after him aims to protect our inherited values inside and outside our borders, said the State Secretary. The Cultural Heritage Days event series will feature open heritage institutions that are usually not open to the public. All around the country, 140 towns and 300 venues await those who are interested.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.